as one. Over all the earth you've known, to be as one, to live as one, wherever we may go. We live in peace forevermore. No more fighting, no more wars, no more attack, no more bloodshed. We celebrate one God. God is love, we've all been told, each in a different way. We proclaim love and an end to war.
Everyone to the Peaceful Planet Show. This is a very special Saturday show for you, our listeners. We're doing a show titled In Praise of Spirit, and you were listening to the Peaceful Planet Mix, which was sung by our own Chris Morse, who used to host a show here at BBS many years ago, who had a lot of musical ability, and he took my lyrics that were channeled in from John Lennon and the music that is being produced by Bob Murray at WWW, The Stars Still Shine, and he put my words to the Peaceful Planet, you know, to Bob's music. So we play that as our theme song now and then for the show, and we play the instrumental synthesized music by Bob Murray. And, of course, we encourage all of our listeners to go to Bob's site and hear the free music that the ex-Beatles are doing from Spirit and, you know, just thank the world of Bob and his ability, and I'm so happy to continue on the program with the Peaceful Planet. We've been off air for a few weeks, And today we're celebrating spirit and we're celebrating spring and all the good things that are happening. We know also, I am perfectly aware that many of you light workers out there are going through some very troubled times. So today is a day to ask your question if you have a perplexing problem or you're needing some psychic advice. I do psychic readings, and I'm doing them on air all during the show. I'd love to have your question. Please call us at 888-815-9756. And if you know our music and you'd like to request a special song as well, you can visit Bob's site, see the songs there, and request one of his songs to be played. Yes, hello. Do we have a caller?
Oh, hi. This is Catherine calling.
Catherine, hi. Is this, I'm sorry, I have to ask you this, but I had another question through email for a Catherine. Are you the same Catherine that emailed me this morning?
That's right. Good morning.
Pardon me?
I said that's right, and good morning.
Yes, isn't it?
I guess it's afternoon now, isn't it?
Well, it's afternoon Central Time, so are you speaking... Are you also known as Jewel? Can I ask the question?
That's right. That's me. How are
good.
You?
Good. Okay, that's what I just wanted to clarify because I did get, you know, a request to do a reading this morning from someone, and I just wanted to make sure it wasn't another Catherine, but
okay.
I was connecting to your vibration, and I was on a show this week with a Catherine McDonald, and we've been in email, and I wanted to make sure that it wasn't her, but I didn't think so. You know how things can get. Now let me go to that. You had written me a question, and if you want to repeat it, I have typed out the channeling, and I'd be happy to answer the question on air, and I'm so glad that we're finally in touch.
Well, it's kind of a vague question, really. I just wondered if there's any messages that are for Catherine, just to clear up to anybody that's listening and wondering what this is all about. I'm sort of a representative for Catherine, who knew John in the 17th century. So my question would be, does John have any messages for Catherine?
Yes, and the answer, I think, is a wonderful one. So I connect to the spirit of John Lennon, and not so much to the earlier John, but let's see what John is saying here, and I'll read it out, because I had received this request in email this morning, and we're so delighted that you called.
Okay,
so I'm addressing John. Good morning, John. So glad to be in your presence and vibration once more. And John's saying, yeah, babe, long time no channeling. Today will be a special show for your many listeners because I'm going to come through in a big way for Jewel. I've been waiting a long time really to speak again with her. Tell her I love her throughout the years, and to remember that all love is eternal. I'd sure like to go back in time and frolic in the meadows as we once did in England. Our love is still real because on this side there is no time and no death. We can literally walk into a lifetime at the library where an archivist keeps our past lives and see it again. Many times since her research began, we've been together. Begin together again and again. For this lifetime, of course, it's Yoko forevermore will be. I've got to say it out loud on your show that I cannot love anyone else, since my identity as John Lennon is all wrapped up still in Yoko, as we were twin souls. That does not lessen my love for Catherine in that lifetime one bit. Things were so hard back then in England, and they were They weren't all that great in my past life now as John Lennon. I know myself more at the moment as my present incarnation and work with music with George, of course. We knew one another, too, in that lifetime, and I'll encourage everyone to listen to the interview you are about to do with Jewel on the great show, The Peaceful Planet. Sending you all my love, John.
Well, that's lovely. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Catherine, or Jewel. And, Jill, while you're on the phone, could you tell us, we'll give you a little plug here on the book that you've just written. I just got it in the mail a few days ago and really haven't had a chance to read it. And I hope what I brought through was accurate for you. And I would like you to just give a plug on your book, if you would.
Okay, well, It's a journey of mine that started 29 years ago when John, you know, was shot, and that's the moment it started. And I'm actually going to read, you're giving me a plug, and I'm going to read a plug that I got because it describes it perfectly, by Suzanne Northrup. She's a psychic medium from New York. And she says, "In All You Need Is Love, Jewel St. James shares with us her remarkable journey into the worlds of spirituality and reincarnation. Using meticulous real-world research to test the validity of her own hunches, intuition, and highly personal messages from beyond, Jewel firmly establishes that her bond to John Lennon in this lifetime is rooted in lives they led together centuries ago, and that the real love they shared way back when continues to this day." So this book, All You Need Is Love, it's the second edition. The foreword is written by Bill Harry, John's friend, author of the John Lennon Encyclopedia, and he's also the founder and editor of Mersey Beat. He wrote the foreword. And basically the story is the heart-wrenching spiritual journey of one woman discovering her past life shared with the 17th century incarnation of John Lennon. Now, how it all started was I went into a 3-year grief after he died, and I wasn't a Beatles fan. I didn't know really anything about him past 1965 or something. And yet I went into this deep grief that lasted for years, and then I finally asked a psychic, "What is going on?" And she said I'd known him in another life. Well, I wasn't about to just accept that explanation that easily, and so that started my search, and the search continued, for 2 decades, going on.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got something else here for you, Jewel.
Uh-huh.
Something else is coming through, and he's saying, "For Jewel today, I'm asking you to play Eternal Opus." So if you could, he's asking for a song, and then I'm going to read the lyrics to the song after we play the song, okay?
All right.
So he's dedicating this song to you. It's
called
Eternal Opus.
Uh-huh.
It's been composed by Bob Murray, and the lyrics are something to the effect that all love is eternal. So this is something really special today. And thank you for sharing. Where can listeners buy your book? One last closing thought here, Jewel.
It's on Amazon.com.
Wonderful. And do you have a website there?
PastLifeWithJohnLennon.com.
Wonderful. Well, we'll connect back with you after the song. I want to read the lyrics, but right now we'd like to ask Don to play Eternal Opus, and we'll listen to the music of Bob Murray. That is, of course, inspired from John on the other side, and John's requesting this song, especially for Jewel. What a special day. And thank you for listening. You were hearing Eternal Opus, which was composed and written by Bob Murray, as inspired from John Lennon on the other side. And we have been speaking with Jules St. James, who called in and wanted a reading. She is an author that works with John Lennon, the spirit of John Lennon, in another lifetime. So we brought through a wonderful reading, and we're opening up to other readings. But before we do, John has asked that I read these lyrics to Jewel. So, Jewel, are you still with us here?
I certainly am. Thank you.
Okay. Now, hear this. This is really, I mean, when I started looking at these lyrics, I'm thinking, wow, this is something. I mean, it fits exactly the past life situation, and I haven't even read the book yet. But listen to these lyrics. It's titled Eternal Opus. And by the way, the lyrics are being channeled in by myself, Marcia McMahon. And you can find more about my work at www.dianaspeakstotheworld.com. And I want to bring in Princess Diana later today, too. Now, this is the lyrics to Eternal Opus. Eternal Opus, life itself, reality of this plane, searching for truth, finding it in love of my life. This tribute to eternal life for me and you. No religion will tell the truth. All you want to do, all want you to believe in their stuff. But it's true, we all go on forevermore in love. Eternal opus, let go the fanaticism and the righteousness. Let all things be just as they are without the dogma. And finding that belief creates. Live in oneness and harmony over all the earth. We rejoice in life eternally for you and me. All life is one. We live as one in peace and joy forevermore here. Yeah, it is I, John, telling you we are all eternal love, going on about our daily lives as though nothing has happened or ever will that will separate you from your God. As the book once said, a prophet, I believe, I tried them all when I lived as John, but nothing can describe the miracle of being here, surrounded in love. No angels or harps except those we play upon, however much, not like the joy we have without guilt and fear. Eternal opus for earth I sing, I know that this is truth. From within yourself, learn to listen to your own mind and heart, and you'll know that this is true. From me, John, to you, a chorus of angels brings you this, my tribute, eternal opus, life goes on. Boy, is that fitting, huh, Jewel? Wow. And I know you're probably just, you know, thinking about that past life a lot, but those words are perfect. If you'd like me to send them in the email later, I will certainly do that.
I would like that.
It's so amazing that he chose this particular song.
So well, thank you very much. Thank you for the reading, and thank you for reading me the lyrics and sending them. And
you're more than welcome. I'm happy to have you, and I look forward to having you as a guest on the show soon on the Peaceful Planet, Jewel.
Yeah, I look
and,
forward to that.
My
too
pleasure
much.
Bringing through John for you.
Okay,
you have
thank
a great
you.
Day.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, sure. Bye now. So, everyone, there you have it. Quite an amazing reading, I think. And we are taking your calls at 888-815-9756. Doing psychic readings, we ask that you call in with one question. And, of course, the situation with Jewel was unique in bringing through John, but I'm connecting the spirit in general for you, and we'll be happy to assist you with your question. I want to go into something that happened this week, because in the show page I posted about how spirit is always working on our behalf, I came into a situation this week at work. As many of you know, I'm a teacher, an art teacher, and an art professor. And as I was driving over to work this week, I got this message. I kept hearing, you are under threat. You are under threat. And I the sun was shining. It was a beautiful day. I was in a great mood, and I'm hearing this weird message, you know. And I'm thinking, okay, I said to spirit, okay, show me where the threat is right away so that I can deal with it. Well, in my first hour class, I took the students out to draw a tree, and sure enough, there was a very troubled student in the class who made some threats on me and said some things that were just incredible. And I know that this student has emotional issues, and He told me in the same breath that he's on medication for anger management. And so this was a whole situation that evolved, you know, over the next couple of days. It was very stressful. I checked in with Spirit and asked what to do, and then Spirit gave me some directions. My angels gave me some directions about how I needed to approach the principal and ask that the student either be expelled or removed from the art class, and how to deal with the student, which this has all happened now, and I feel much better, although the student was simply removed from the class and not expelled, and I'm sort of thinking maybe the next step needs to move into line, because you can never tell with these troubled teens. So anyway, my psychic powers were working on my behalf right in my workplace, and it's just a perfect example of how Spirit is working on our behalf to protect us, to bless us, and to keep us, you know, in a situation safe and prospered and blessed in all ways. So, you know, I know that there's been a lot of difficulty for people in their lives. People are losing homes. People are going through relationship transition. People are, you know, a lot of things are happening. So I thought it would be nice to just do a show and connect and do readings for you. So again, if you'd like to call in, we're at 888-815-9756, and I'm taking your calls. And if we don't get calls, we're going to listen to music, or I'm going to go ahead and read some of my messages. I have a message from Princess Di here, and I haven't read her messages in a while. I think I'll read this message because I think it's pertinent. There are actually two messages rolled into one. And then if we get a call, I'll continue with the message and then take the call after that. I want to direct our listeners to my site at www.DianaSpeaksToTheWorld. You can go to the site index and see a lot of Diana's earlier messages to her sons. My book is still available on Amazon, titled With Love from Diana, Queen of Hearts. It's also available signed copy from my website, and I highly recommend the book. It's a very good read. I've had lots of interviews all over the world on my work with Princess Di. I don't bring it forth very much on the show because it's fairly serious and it deals with terrorism and preventing terrorism, but I think nothing could be more important as we see in the unfolding of world events right now with the rise of the Taliban over in not only Afghanistan, but now Pakistan. And her work is strictly on world affairs, and that's what she's asked me to do. So I've been her scribe for 8 to 9 years, and I'm going to read this message, and I thank you for listening. Good afternoon, Diana. Good afternoon, Marcia, darling. So nice of you to set aside some of your precious personal time for me today, as I have been nudging you all day for a session on peace. What is most concerning you, Diana? Well, naturally, the fact that the world seems to be becoming more and more extremist in the Islamic world, particularly Pakistan. With the Taliban just outside Islamabad, there's the distinct potential that they're moving into the city, taking over and imposing Sharia law on every living woman and child, which is almost as bad as the Nazi Blitzkrieg. I am ever glad that Hillary Clinton, a former friend and acquaintance of mine, took it upon herself to warn the world of the mortal danger we are all in with that kind of advance upon the capital city. For you see, it's nuclear power they want, and of course they are still harboring that devil bin Laden, who is responsible in part for the horror of the September 11th attack. Yet, yes, it seems devastating to me personally to see this Taliban faction in Pakistan as well as Afghanistan, for I had thought surely they would now be reduced. Oh, we have a caller. Yes, hello, caller.
Hi. I'm wondering if you could help me choose the best path for me.
Choose the best path for you. Good question. And could you give me your name, please?
My name is Sharon.
Sharon. Okay, thank you. All right, Sharon. Let me connect to Spirit and see what Spirit is giving me. Usually in my mini readings, I get images rather than words.
Okay.
But let me just ask the angels. We're asking Archangel Michael to come forth and we'll see what we get. Sometimes I get images of flowers and kind of do a reading from a flower. So we'll see what's happening here. It'll be fun.
All right.
Just a moment as I go into meditation. Okay, I am seeing a flower open.
Okay.
And I'm seeing many flowers in the garden open. And Spirit is saying that you are just opening up to your spiritual journey, your spiritual function.
Okay.
And that there are many opportunities. There are many, many roses in this garden that I'm being shown. And I'm not, does the rose have any particular significance for you, if I may ask?
Not any special significance other than,
okay.
You know,
white. Let me look
right.
Again.
Okay.
Are you contemplating taking any courses in the future?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
Am I being urged to do so?
I'm seeing some books. I'm seeing you reading some books. So I'm thinking maybe instead these are spiritual books that you want to get in touch with. Let me see if there's anything else Spirit is giving me. I need a little more clarity here from Spirit.
Okay.
Okay, I am seeing you in a bookstore, and I'm seeing you exploring spirituality with a number of different books.
Okay.
And I see that you are just opening on your spiritual journey and that this is the way to do it, to select those books that seem to, quote unquote, fall into your hands, and that the garden I'm being shown is very rich, so there's many different paths that are opening up to you.
Okay.
Is it a question of a specific path, or are you still exploring your path, your career path, or your calling path, your vocational path?
I don't necessarily have a career. I've been a mom for a long time. I'm
mm-hmm.
working part-time. Career kind of went out the door about 15, 20 years ago. Career help would be good. Romantic help would be good. Anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm thinking that, you know, I do readings and they're more or less in the 6 month period. What I'm seeing is just you tapping into a wealth of spiritual reading. And that garden that I'm seeing with all those roses, well, the rose represents Diana, so it could represent my book, but it could also represent advanced spirituality because the rose is a symbol of very advanced gardeners, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I'm seeing the connection between the rose and the spirit there, and I'm
okay.
reading the rose that way. And I'm also seeing that the Spirit is telling me that the fruits of your labor will not be a disappointment and that somehow these spiritual books are going to lead you into your next career choice.
Okay?
Now, I don't know if the rose also would represent love for you, but I'm seeing a little rosebud and I'm seeing it totally in bloom now. So there's something else that's going to be an added benefit when you take the spiritual path and you begin your explorations. And that
okay.
may or may not be a clarification on where you're going in your love life.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So I wish you many happy journeys in your reading, and thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Okay. And I'm going to go back to our reading of Diana's message. I appreciate the calls that are coming in, but if you would like to call in and get a reading, we are at 888-815-9756. Right now, I'd like to go back to reading the rest of the message I had from Princess Di. And she was talking about the Taliban faction in Pakistan as well as Afghanistan. And then this is me speaking here. Now, this is an eye-opener. As well, I am equally concerned with the elections in Lebanon. This is Diana speaking. Excuse me. I'll start again. Now, this is equally an eye-opener. As well, I am equally concerned with elections in Lebanon, as that too has grave consequences for the people's democracy there and for the Israeli-Palestinian peace process, which I have been working on now for almost 8 years of your Earth time. I have seen in time the kind of world we are all hoping for, the possibility of one based on mutual cooperation and love, the kind where children are given adequate housing, food, and education, and women are regarded equally. I have prayed and worked with my channel for these 8 going on 9 years to bring peace to the troubled Middle East, and yet the peace has not come. Nonetheless, I have not given up my special role from the heavenly realms to restore the Middle East to its rightful place amongst the nations and to work with those diplomats I knew in life, albeit through a channel. I, Diana, died a woman committed to a cause to do this very thing, to restore the world one child at a time, and I did not know that I would be taken out for the very causes that I worked on. Now, of course, I continue my humanitarian work through my channels and have many books now published detailing so much of my earthly intent and my heavenly one. I am happy to assist humankind, for I have seen the world in her form of ascension, and war will be a thing of the past. Continuing, I work now to prevent senseless war and killing in all parts of the world, but particularly in the Middle East, and I thank you for having heard my voice today in this message. All my love, Diana, Princess of Peace. So what a lovely message from our beloved Diana, and you can look at her other messages at my site at www.dianaspeakstotheworld. And I think right now, in honor of Diana, we are going to play a song that was written by Bob Murray, as inspired from John and George on the other side, titled Diana's Entrance. And then when we get back, we're going to read the lyrics. Thank you for staying tuned with Peaceful Planet. And if you have a question, please feel free to call us after we play our song today, Diana's Entrance. Thank you. And you were listening to the wonderful song titled Remarkable Diana, inspired from spirit, from the spirit of John Lennon through Bob Murray, who is composing all these songs, and he holds the copyright, and he is sharing his wonderful talents, and we have a caller. Hello?
Hello, Marcia. This is Nancy Sue. How are you doing?
Oh, Nancy, it's lovely to hear your voice. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
So nice to hear from you. What can I do for you today, dear?
Well, I was wondering if Jeshua or Mother Mary had a message for me concerning my progress, as I'm kind of stuck right now.
Okay. I will go into spirit and see who's going to speak.
Okay.
When you're saying stuck, I am sensing already some kind of a healing need, right?
Yes.
Or is this another kind of thing? Well, then what we're going to do, Nancy, since I have my Reiki certification now, and I want to let the listeners know, too, that I'm doing Reiki, you can, you know, send me an email sometime if you're needing distance Reiki at marciadi2002@yahoo.com. That's marciadi2002@yahoo. Now, I'm going to do some Reiki for you, and I'm also going to connect to any of the guides that are standing by for you, Mother Mary or Jesus or Archangel Michael, and we'll see what they're going to do. So first of all, I'm going to just go into the silence and see what I'm getting and send you some healing. So if you would just become silent and be ready to receive, we're going to ask Spirit to intervene on your behalf, okay, dear?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's actually Archangel Michael who I'm seeing, and he is standing with you. I don't know if you're standing or sitting. Matters not, but he's wrapping his arms around you, his angelic arms or wings, and he is channeling you some energy in the abdomen area, and he says that he's sending you all his love, and he's particularly sending you some light and some healing there. So let's just silently receive that from Archangel. I'm seeing Jesus and Mother Mary at your side as well. Jesus is placing his hand upon your head, and he's channeling some energy through the crown. And Mother Mary is standing by your side as well. You've got a lot of good support there, Nancy.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
They are sending you so much love, and they want to encourage you that you are doing the work and you are healed. And they would like you to use the following words in an affirmation. Divine love is healing me now. Divine love is taking care of me now. Peace is flowing through my chakras now. So could you, when the call is over, write that down on a card and take that with you wherever you go, Nancy?
Oh, yes, I will.
Are you feeling better?
Oh, I feel so, I truly feel so much love.
I'm sending you so much love, and they are sending you their powerful love, too, and they're surrounding you. And they want to encourage you on your way, and they're saying no request is ever turned down, and no child of God can ever be turned down for healing when the heart is asking in sincerity. I'm seeing a whole lot of light being poured into this abdomen area where you seem to be having this problem. And I'm assuming that you are also seeing a doctor or a medical practitioner for whatever this problem may be. Am I correct in that? Yes, I am. Need to keep doing. Because I am seeing some black energy that they're pulling out of you. Something in one of the organs or something isn't quite right. But they're saying that the allopathic method is fine. You want to continue, you know, seeing your medical practitioner. But the alternate healing methods are also very helpful and will restore your energy, your balance, and so on. And to use that affirmation and, you know, write me an email anytime you're needing any kind of distance Reiki, and I'll be glad to just send it on to you for free. I'm at MarshaDye2002@Yahoo, and I'm glad to help you. Are we complete in our reading today, or is there anything else? I'm feeling that we're complete, but I'm continuing to send you healing, Nancy.
Okay. Thank you so much, Marcia, and thank you, everyone.
Oh, listen, you're more than welcome, and we'll be in touch through email today. And for my listeners out there that are interested in getting a Reiki treatment, you can reach me at that email, and I will be glad to help you out if you're distance or if you would like one locally. I am in the Central Illinois Springfield area. You can feel free to send an email, and we can make arrangements that way. And I'm still in this wonderful place of bliss here helping Nancy. I'm connecting now to Archangel Michael and Jesus and Mother Mary. We'll see if they have a message. I actually am getting a message from Archangel Michael, and he is sending a special blessing and healing to all listeners in the audience. And he is saying, my dearest light workers, I know that times have been very troubled, and I am sending my hand of help and my hand of blessing. Just call on me in whatever you need, and I am there. I am there for you as Archangel Michael. I am there to love, protect, and heal at all times. And thank you so much, Archangel Michael, for bringing through that wonderful message. If you are needing a healing, you can call in and ask for some distance healing. This is Marcia, and we do have a caller. And your name, caller?
Hi, Marcia. My name is Everett Humphrey.
Everett, and I appreciate you giving out your full name. Usually we only get the first name, so that's fine. How can I help you today with your reading?
I need to know how to open up more spiritually to communicate with my guides.
Uh-huh.
And to be a benefit to people and animals.
Wonderful. Well, what a wonderful question. And let me go into spirit and see which guide wants to step forward for you. And if there is a message from spirit, I'll give it. And I think I can direct you to some wonderful coursework that I'm going to be offering in the summer as well. I offer a course in angel connection. It's called Earth Angels for Peace, and I was thinking about offering it again this summer, so you may want to consider signing up for that. First, let me go into spirit and see what I'm being shown, okay? Okay, I'm being shown a lot of books again that you're going to be, I see you kind of skimming through all these books, like in a mad rush for knowledge, and you're just, you know, you're just hungry for spiritual knowledge and greater understanding. And that, and you really have, actually what I'm being told is that you have a quest for God. And this is a very, powerful feeling that I'm getting with you, Everett, that you have a lot of the spiritual gifts and you haven't yet learned how to use them. But I'm being shown that in time you will be using a lot of the spiritual gifts. Are you interested in, mediumship or healing or all of the above, if you could
all
clarify
of the above.
With us. Yes,
like
because
a,
I think you've
like
got all
river.
Of the gifts. Pardon me?
It's like a river. It's like
yeah.
I'm in the middle
right.
of it.
Right. You are just frantic for spiritual knowledge, and I'm so glad that you called because I think that you would benefit from signing up for this class, and that Spirit would like to encourage you. I'm also sensing around you, I'm sensing around you Archangel Michael, who would like to work with you. Wow.
Oh, I'd be appreciated with that.
Yeah.
And Jesus or Mary.
Uh-huh. I'm sensing their presence as well, that there's, I'm being shown your heart, and there is a green color I'm being shown associated with it. The green ray is often associated with the heart, and that means that's the level of spiritual development that you're already on. So congratulations. You are an advanced soul, and you've been called into this spiritual service in this lifetime. Wow.
Let's finally wake it up.
If you would send me an email at marciadi2002, and that's spelled M-A-R-C-I-A-D-I, 2002, @yahoo.com. Did you get that?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I got it.
I can refer you to my site and to some other spiritual books and sites that might be useful. I can update you whenever I'm going to offer this course again. I'm not offering it yet, but it might be coming up in the summer, okay?
Fantastic.
And Everett, are you by chance from the, you know, the Midwest at all?
I'm in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Okay, you're up in Canada. Fine then. Well, my course is offered through the internet, luckily, so you don't have to be in the central Illinois area. But I just thought it'd be worth it to ask, because, you know, then we could connect and meet. But that's fine. We can meet through email, and that'll be just great. So many blessings to you, Everett, in your work, and I see a very prosperous business of some kind for you in the future. So I'm
glad
thank
that you so much, and God bless
day.
You guys.
God bless you. Bye for now. Okay, and that was Everett. What a wonderful reading, and what a wonderful soul. Thank you to all of our callers for having called today. And we are actually at showtime. We thank you for listening to The Peaceful Planet. We're going to be back on air next week with a fascinating author, Ed Martin, who's detailed his travels in the Far East in the footsteps of Jesus as he places Jesus in his lost years. Don't miss our show next week. We're going to close out Appreciated Angels from our show page, and we thank you for listening today to The Peaceful Planet.